so glad to join you for our Ship Today radio experience. What a powerful week we've had in the Word of God. I so love joining you every single day as we get a chance to homogoleo. What does that mean? To say the same thing as God. That means to agree with Him, to stay steadfast. And I was just picturing as we were coming on this morning to collectively, as everyday people, believers and seekers, that the engrafted word is in us. That word is so deep inside of us. And now, you know, it's no longer us asking God for what we need because He said that He would meet our needs. We're on the hallelujah side, especially if you are a believer, because you get a chance to ask now what you want, to tell God what you want, to tell Him how you want it. Because that word is so deep inside of you, and the Holy Spirit is just drawing it out day by day, little by little, He says, shall we all increase. By the way, my name is Zena Roach, and I'm your ministry morning host this Friday morning. I'm coming alongside of you in the spirit realm, wherever you are. We get a chance to open up our mouths together and have one voice collectively in the airwaves just to remind Satan that we dominate this world. We dominate the airways. We dominate everything that is literally in this world, because the earth is still God's, and the fullness that it is still His. And though Satan's lease is running out, that lease of Adam, because he stole the power that Adam had, God had given him, but guess what? We got it back. We have the Eden mandate. We have everything that we need. And I've been really just honing in on this faith and pulling it out and reminding you guys, even myself. That's why I love to come on this broadcast, because as I'm hearing myself say the word of God and the Holy Spirit is speaking through my lips of clay and thinking through my mind, for all of us this morning, I'm partaking, because every day I never know even what I'm going to say. How about that? I don't. And that's what's so wonderful about the things of faith, because when you have the word of God inside of you, revelation knowledge is starting to flow out of you. Sometimes you have to catch yourself and say, did I just say the name that business? Did I just rename that book? Did I just say that? Because you don't know when it's going to come, but you better know the one that's in you, the King that's living inside of you. He knows, and so you better keep a very close. Here's a strategy already. You better keep very close your phone. Like if you're really into technology like I am, I keep that phone near me, and I'm not talking about for social media. I'm keeping it near me as my little tablet to text message myself the things that God is saying. I have all my little folders in there lined up on my phone, and I'm texting myself, keep paper at hand or keep paper near you so you can write down the revelations of God, because what God gives you is not just for you. It's for your children. It's for others that you're going to meet. You are a walking billboard of solutions. People don't realize that when they get next to you, you have the answer, because you have the wisdom of God, because God is in you. The Holy Spirit is wisdom. Jesus, the Word, is wisdom. So you and I get a chance to demonstrate what the kingdom looks like, because so many people are experiencing homelessness. They are homebound because that was God's very intention, but they're experiencing homelessness. And I don't mean out there withholding a can or sitting alongside of the curb, and, you know, and God is there for them. He said the poor, even Jesus said, the poor will be with you always, but do something about it. Make it more comfortable for them, not comfortable in their distress. Do something about it, and don't judge them and size them up when they look like they should have a job, and they should have a lot of things. First and foremost, you never know if they got God, or just maybe some misfortune thing happened. You just never know. But just be there and be God. Show up. Let God show up in you. Not you show up. Let God show up. Because, see, when we show up, sometimes we'll start judging the situation. You don't have to assess the situation. Just listen to the Holy Spirit inside of you. And I'm telling you, He'll challenge your perspective. He's going to continue to equip and empower you and inspire you, keep you, make sure you're built up. I tell you, the Holy Spirit, He knows how to do it, and He does it well. Let's even go right in and pray this morning. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this morning, for this is another day that you've given each one of us. You've given us the same measure of time throughout the day. We all have 168 hours a week. And so even today, help us to use what is left of this 24-hour day wisely. Let us redeem the time. Redeem it with our words and redeem it with our actions. And Holy Spirit, I thank you for everyone that you've drawn today to today's broadcast and even those that will be listening later. May this word confirm some things for them. Revelation knowledge flow freely this morning. Just have your way, Holy Spirit. Do what you do best. Just be God. That's all we want you to be. Continue to be God. Continue to manifest yourself as you do so wonderfully. Even the times when we didn't invite you there, you just showed up just like a good father tending to his sheep. You're the shepherd, Holy Spirit. This is your watch. And so we're going to cling, as we said yesterday. We're going to cling to your word because even today, you've made new graces. You've made new mercies for us. And we just thank you, Lord God, that you haven't stopped loving us. And even through the night watches, you were watching over us. You were praying that your dream would be manifested through us, Lord God, because you want us to get back to dreaming again, to what it was like before we got here, because we had a perfect family, and we can still have a good family here on the earth. In spite of whatever their situations are, we still have a good family. We still have everything in place, especially as believers, because we got it back. We are your people this morning, Heavenly Father. We are the replanting of the Lord. You have replanted us back in this earth to get everything back. So Jesus got it back, and a lot of people aren't aware that he has it back. But that's why you are getting us ready every single morning before we leave our houses, or if we're already on the road, to connect with other believers so we can collect the unbelievers. Yeah, Holy Spirit. So use us today to wherever we are to remind believers, even to encourage believers, because so many times just the believers need to be encouraged, because tell you, this is a battlefield. I was doing some work yesterday for quite a long time, and with that, the Holy Spirit was here, and I'm still praying even though I'm speaking. The Holy Spirit was here, and I was just so reminded that as we peek into this world, as I peeked in, when I turned on the news, I said, yeah, they're still doing the same thing, Holy Spirit, but through it all, you're still the same God. You're loving these murderers. You're loving all of this iniquity and wicked folks that are in the world. You so love the sinner. So, Lord God, we ask even this morning that you tenderize the heart of the sinner, that you heal them. They're hurting, Father. They don't realize all that you have provided for them. And so, Father, I thank you that may we be one of the people in your harvest field to collect those that are homebound, but they don't know that they're homebound, and they have this homelessness mindset. They've been abandoned and rejected, and not just even naturally, Father God. They don't even realize, some of them even think that they're abandoned by you, not knowing that you have never left them, Lord God. And I thank you, Father, that like with the time of Elijah, Lord God, that we are still your loyal minority. We may at times seem like, Lord, is it anybody else that's going through this just like me as a believer? And I'm telling you, there are many of us. But the things that we are still going through, we're enduring it together with the Holy Spirit. And not only are we enduring it, we're learning our lessons. We're getting out of messes and staying on top with the blessing of the Lord that's making all of us rich, not just naturally with wealth, Lord God, but you're making us rich in our spirits and rich in our souls and rich in our minds and rich in our intellect and imagination. You're making us rich in our bodies, Father God. And so I thank you, Lord God, that every part of us is recognizing that it has been redeemed, that we are all healed together in every area that needs healing this morning, because you are the God that healeth us. In the name of Jesus, Father, that we are redeemed from destruction, Father. Thank you for all these benefits, and that we are crowned with loving kindness and tender mercies, and we're already forgiven of stuff that we're going to do at 5 o'clock today, and we may not even realize it, Lord God, and we can just remember as you just kind of nudge us, Holy Spirit, as a tender, gentle Father does, and say, hey, just confess it, get over it, and keep it moving in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I thank you that you're satisfying us with long life. I thank you that we're going to be here for a long time. Though the things that are happening in the world, we're reinforcing our covenant of life. And I thank you, Father, I decree and declare that no one will pluck us out of your hands. We don't have to be afraid of our future and the moments that we have today, things that we have to face. Lord, give us the strength to face them, the people that we need to face today. Give us the strength to face them and have those tough conversations as the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Lord God, may you be glorified throughout our day today. May you set a guard at our mouths so that we don't sin against you. And so, Father, as we are coming in agreement with this prayer today collectively, as everyday people, some for the first time trying to just figure it out, and some that have been with us for a mighty long time, may you be glorified today, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. And if you agree with that prayer, why don't you go ahead and say amen and amen. So what is homologeo? Homologeo. That's an original word, and it's a compound word that is based on saying the same thing as another, to agree with, to assent, to confess, to declare. It says not to refuse, to promise, not to deny, to confess, to admit, to declare oneself guilty of what one has even been accused of. It also means to declare openly, to speak freely, to profess oneself the worshiper of one, to prefer, to celebrate. That's what homologeo does. That's when we are agreeing with the word of God. That means we're not going to deny. Here it is. Here it is, revelation knowledge. We're not going to deny. You listening? I know you are. I can tell. We're not going to deny his word in our situation. The bottom line, we're not going to deny it. I don't care what comes in the mail. I don't care what you hear from a doctor's report. I don't care. We're not going to deny God's word in that situation. We're not going to refuse it. We're going to do the Psalms 116:10 deal that I mentioned yesterday. We're going to cling to the word. Whenever there was trauma, I'm going to read that verse again, and I believe specifically that verse was in, I'm pulling it up because it's just in my spirit. Wherever there is, Psalm is actually good. Sometimes, you know, we pull out these scriptures, but we got to take some time just to read the whole thing. Well, I like to read the whole thing anyway, especially when I'm studying and preparing. You have to read them. Whatever you do, please always read the scriptures in the context that it's written in, so you don't take one verse and make it out of a psalm or the whole thing, you know. Read the whole verse so you can get the whole heart of the matter. But that Psalms 116, let me get to the Amplified too, because that one was a good way. Psalms 116, verse 10, the word of God says, I believed, past tense, trusted in, past tense, relied on, past tense, and clung to my God. And therefore, what is it therefore? See, when you see therefore, say, stop yourself. See, don't just read the passage and say, what are you there for? And it tells you right here, because I have spoken. Even when I said, I am greatly afflicted. And even it says here from the NIV, oh, faithful NIV, it says, I trusted in the Lord when I said, I am greatly afflicted. And in my alarm, I said, everyone is a liar. even in Psalms 116 verse 10, that's not the version yet. You know, sometimes you got to get that one version that said, I'll never forget you again, because it sticks to you. It just pops in your spirit. And lately I've been honing in on this TPT version, Passion Translation. And sometimes when you look it up, though, in the Passage Translation, because it's really such a more modern text, like how it is to me, an extended version of like how the Message is or the Voice, you're not going to see, just so you know, a lot of passages that go with the TPT version. But even in the Voice, it says, I believed your promise, therefore I spoke. I am in deep trouble. Even in the Passion, it says, even when it seems I'm surrounded by many liars, there it is, and my own fears, and though I'm hurting in my suffering and trauma, I still stay faithful to God and speak. In other words, I still homologeo, I say the same thing that God has said, which is the answer concerning my situation. And then what does he say? And I speak words of faith, because that's the word of faith that we preach, the word of faith that we're walking out with fear and trembling. It's the word of faith that has gone to work in all of our lives, so a measure, a portion of God's faith do the work. Jesus says in John 14:10, for it is the Father who does the work. So what are we going to allow our tongues to do? I would rather for my tongue really to be clung at the roof of my mouth than to open it up and say, legally give the enemy something to work with and say the wrong thing. See, I've experienced that. So I'm not just saying this to try to scare you. I'm telling you, it doesn't work. It's a defaulted system that will keep you trapped. The only way out is through the word of faith. Bottom line. That's the only way out, and it's the way that pleases God, and that's the way that legally gets God in your situation, because God has already given us the solution, but once we say it, that solution becomes ours personally in the earth through your mouth. And I mean, I just really think that's honorable that we get a chance to speak the word of God in these, before we're especially born again, in these unclean vessels. And now that we're born again, it says in Ephesians that it's the word of faith, even then, that makes us clean. Every single morning that we get on here Monday through Friday, the word of God is washing, it's cleaning, it's redeeming, it's restoring, it's manifesting, it's being glorified in the midst of your situation. So glorify, making God bigger. I've been really studying because I'm on this whole thing right now with the glory, and it's in my partner letters too. I even had to reread the partner letter again last night because it's true. The glory of God is you come with the glory of God. You come with the doxa, you come with the kavod, or you come with the shekinah, because those are the only word in the Hebrew, shekinah glory. And so I'm even praying that the shekinah glory will be manifested. The weightiness of God's word will be manifested. See, we're no longer waiting for the original word, my God shall supply all of my needs. No, God has already supplied my needs. So when you start even praying past tense prayers, you will really begin to see, like I'm seeing literally, even in small things, the glory of God. I'm not taking advantage of that, as I'm really believing. I've always said it from the first moment that I heard this years ago about the glory cloud and turning into gold and whatever, you know, certain things would happen, that there was a tangible manifestation. We even experienced it if you were there with us on our Wednesday shift worship experience. We were experiencing the glory of God, and everything that people were coming in there with, distressed and duressed or things that they needed a breakthrough with, as soon as I was prophesying that thing broke off of everybody that was in that room. The Holy Spirit just showed up. Because why? We had welcomed him in the beginning. We welcomed him in worship. We went deep in that worship. Then before you get there, before all the ministry engagement start, we already are preparing your spirit while you're sitting in there. The room is anointed, appointed, and prayed over. So I'm telling you, the more than whatever you're expecting of God, he's going to show up. Get your expector up. Hear the Holy Spirit speaking to you this morning. Get your expectations up. Get them up. Don't get them up as far as what you can do, because if you and I could have done it, it would not have still been done, which it's not. So let's get our expectation up, and let's see what the Holy Spirit is doing in our lives. Hear what I'm telling you. And so, see, I'm partaking of this. I used to just, when I would be on this radio broadcast, I would be you all, and I'm like, this is so good. I'm getting all up in this prayers and the things that we're saying and what we're believing God for. Because we're only thing, technically, if you really think about it, once that word is in you, you just believe in God for the manifestation, because you know it's already done. You're believing for the manifestation so that it's realized, your situation realized, that there is a God that's still in Israel, that there is a God that is still among the prodigals. There is a God, and I don't mean just the people. I mean your situation could be a prodigal. It thought it got away, and you got to remind it, body. You healed in the name of Jesus. Like I did last night, I could feel my throat literally. And I just say, you fool, don't you know that I don't accept any symptoms of anything? So I just rebuked it. And guess what? I'm on the broadcast. I'm not coughing and all of this, all of the other symptoms that could be, because all he was waiting for to say, it seems like you're getting a little cold, huh? No, I'm not getting a little cold, because I had a little cold, and the little cold was buried, like the little flu was buried. I don't have to have, probably haven't had a flu shot. I guarantee you, I'm almost for certain that I can ever remember, not since an adult. Probably when I was in high school, can't ever remember having a flu shot. And this is even before salvation, so how about that? How good is that? You know, and I was looking at some things that I was doing and just looking at my books throughout the whole year and from the past years and the things that I've spent and the things that I've done. I said, God, I really haven't spent a lot of money on things even prior to salvation that has cost me something as far as for my life. Think about how much money and time that God allows you to keep. Whatever you don't spend and you keep it, you're still saving. Hear what I'm telling you today. So don't think maybe you haven't gathered anything new. Just think about what you've saved because you haven't spent it. How many times you haven't been sitting up in the emergency room, or how many times you haven't been doing all these other things. Don't forsake what God is already doing in your midst. Amen? Because we are redeemed from destruction. We're redeemed from the curse of the law. And so therefore, we're going to come on here today and we're going to reinforce our covenant of prosperity and our covenant of wealth from our God, because our God is good and he's got great, great plans for us. And actually, those plans, I believe even now, they're being manifested through revelation knowledge. All that giving and all that sowing and all of that stuff you've been doing, don't you know that that's coming back? And it don't necessarily come back in the way that you've given it. It's going, because you sowed that seed, God may give you the billion-dollar idea that's going to bring in the $1 billion. Hear what I'm telling you. God may give you the right person that you need to connect with. That's your seed coming back, and stuff that money can't buy. Just give you an attorney. You get what I mean? You, instead of paying for one, he's like, you know what, just use the person that has been your lifelong childhood neighborhood friend. And the Holy Spirit leads it, and they want to do it because they got the right heart and position, and they just want to be a blessing. That saved you money and time. So just think of all of the ways and things that how God is just paying you back. Because God has got, from what I was reading yesterday from Romans 11, from the message, God has got too much invested in you and I. He's got too much. He done rolled up his sleeves. He done took the biggest blow that he could through his son Jesus, every which way but north, crowned, and all of this other stuff so that we could experience his loving kindness, went to hell so that we don't have to go. Could you imagine? Sometimes I think, like, Jesus, you was really working that thing out for me in them 3 days of hell. You was working it out. So he worked it out for you so you don't have to work. That's what's so the beauty of being in the kingdom of God and being the son and daughter of God. You don't have to work for anything. Your health, your wealth, your wholeness, your mental health and wealth, your relationships, you don't have to work. Stop kissing up to them people. I look at it like this because, I mean, I used to be a good kisser-upper. You know, because I was just so freaking needy and so rejected. Now I'm like, you don't want to be bothered with me. Absolutely wonderful. Because there, God has got people that is already awaiting my presence. See, that's when you get the stuff, the ball rolling, because you already know what you got. He's got people waiting to help, waiting to bless, waiting to give that $1 million check. That's what Bill Winston prophesied when we were at that IFC. He said, somebody's going to give you $1 million to this ministry. I call that $1 million forth now in the name of Jesus to Shift Today Ministries. I just had to get it in because the Holy Spirit brought it up, and I'm putting it in the airwaves again, reinforcing that thing in the name of Jesus. Well, since we're on prosperity, I might as well grab a little bit. Grab whatever you need. Why don't you start calling some stuff forth, getting your angels out there to put it upon the hearts of man or woman or however he's going to do it. He might put it in a doggy bag and put it in a dog's mouth, and you open up the bag, and there's your $1 million wealth from the center that's laid up for the just, you, the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Because this, in these last times, you should surely be glad that you're a believer, because that's where God is really showing out. He's like, okay, my people done did it. They've obeyed me. They've done what I've told them to do. And, hey, I got to show up and meet them right where they are to show them that, hey, keep pressing in. I'm your God. I have not changed in the name of Jesus. Amen. And so when we come on this segment every day, we got to know that we have left our old life behind. We're putting everything on the line for this mission. As I've been saying lately a lot in our Shift Today Ministries, this is a missional experience. When people are coming into this ministry and signing up, and I serve teens and everything, that we're telling them, hey, just be a partner and join us on the mission. We'll take whatever you have, and whatever you have, let's discover it together if you don't know it. And then start implementing all of that goodness that's lying dormant, waiting to be released, the glory of God waiting to be released. Time is this, amen? So let's build ourselves up for a minute or two. No, at this point, a minute, a quick minute. But anyway, let's build ourselves up this morning corporately so we can make our declarations of faith on our prosperity, because God, he just wants us to reinforce that this morning. Heavenly Father, this morning we release our tongues, a gift of tongues that you've given us. May we now tap into the supernatural realm of the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus and communicate with you effectively, spirit to spirit. And we thank you now that revelation, ideas, creativity, everything that we need is just flowing out of us today in the name of Jesus. Refill us, Holy Spirit. Refreshing, replenishing within. Fill us up to overflowing this morning. Fill our beings. Download the wisdom and ramas of God in our spirits. The mysteries that the enemy cannot be even know or be detected. In the name of Jesus, if you agree with the prayer of the Holy Spirit, just go ahead and say amen. Jesus is Lord over my spirit, over my soul, over my body, over my opportunities, over my favor, and over my wealth. Jesus has made unto me today, through the Holy Spirit, wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. I have the wisdom of God. Spring up, wisdom. I have the righteousness of God. Be, Nina, or say your name, be righteous in the name of Jesus. I am sanctified. I am cleansed by the washing of the watering of the word of God. For everything that God has not planted within my spirit is uprooted now, including poverty, lack of wisdom, and knowledge, lack of understanding, lack of blindness to not see what God is saying through the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. Bondage is loose. Pride is bound now in the name of Jesus. Bondage is loose from our spirits. Pride is loose from our spirits, which means we don't have to figure it out, because every time we get into that place of trying to do things ourselves, that's a spirit of pride. That spirit is no longer in you because God has not planted it in you or I in the name of Jesus. And we thank you. Isn't right? And so at redemption, we are the redeemed, amen, of the Lord. Heavenly Father, we decree and declare that we're redeemed from the curse of the law. For Jesus has redeemed us from poverty. And for poverty, he has given us wealth. For sickness, he has given us health. See, this is your prosperity package. For death, he has given us eternal life. I delight myself today in the Lord. He gives me the desires of my heart. There's no place in the Bible where God says he gives you your needs. It says that he has already met your needs. So this is why I say you let your wants meet your needs. Please meditate on that. Let your wants, your request of whatever you want from the word of God, that he will manifest. As long as it's in alignment with that word, that's the want. You're in the wanting season. I'm in the wanting season. Amen. I have given to advance the kingdom of God. And what I have given cheerfully, God is giving it back unto me. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Anyone that God decides to use is giving it back unto me. With the same measure that I have given, it is measured unto me. I sow bountifully, I reap bountifully. I have given cheerfully, and my God has faithfully made all grace abound towards me, so that I have all sufficiency of all things to abound in every good work. There is no lack, for my God has supplied all of my need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. The Lord is my shepherd. Here it is. And I do not want, because Jesus was made poor, that through his poverty on the cross in hell, I now have the risen, ooh, that's good, yeah, Holy Spirit, the risen abundance of Christ. For Jesus came out of that grave full of abundance and with the keys of hell in the name of Jesus. Therefore, I have everything that he has. And I, having received the gift of righteousness, I reign as a queen. And you say king, guys. And ladies, you say queen, in this life by Jesus Christ. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Therefore, I am legally entitled to the blessing of the Lord that has made me rich again and has added no sorrow to it. You say, well, when was I rich the first time? Because I surely don't remember. Well, you were rich before you got here. So therefore, you're rich again as you're now the replanted of the Lord. Amen. I am in covenant favor with God. He surrounds me, the righteous. Therefore, his presence surrounds me and everywhere I go and in everything that I do, he's there with me. The manifested divine favor of God to be my manifestation in every area of my life right now. I will always have the favor of God. The favor of God is on me. It rests richly. Oh, let me see. It rests richly within me. It bounds abundantly in me, and I am part of a generation that is experiencing the immeasurable, limitless, and surpassing favor of that he produces within my life. Supernatural increase. Come on, call it forth. Promotion. Restoration. Come on forth. Honor. Increased assets. Greater victories. Recognition. Prominence. Why? Because he said in Genesis 12:3, he's made your name great. Amen. Restoration. Preferential treatment. Petitions granted. Policies and laws and rules changed, and battles won that I do not even have to fight. For the favor of the Lord is upon me. It goes before me. Therefore, my life will be an exceptional part of this generation from this moment forward. Look at the time. So wherever your time is, 8:37, your name is exceptional. I lay claim, and mine too, I lay claim to the favor of God, both with you, Lord, and with man. And all my endeavors this day, they will prosper. For I am at the top. My name is at the top. My family is at the top. My business is at the top. This ministry is at the top. Say all of your stuff too. Put it there at the top, because that's where it is and that's where it's going to stay, in the name of Jesus. And all of my belongings, my marriage is at the top. My wealth is at the top. I'm in the black. Praise God. Be glad, grateful if you're in the black this morning. I mean, it's nothing like being in the black. And my life in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Satan, we're not going to even raise our voices. Because you know the voice of God. What we're going to remind you is that you are forbidden, prohibited. You are bound. I'm master over you. And you have no authority in kingdom business on my watch in the name of Jesus. And I'm only going to tell you that one time today in Jesus' name. Now, angels, go and manifest the word of God that is in my mouth. Take over, take charge, minister on my behalf, hearken diligently to the voice of the Lord. I loose you now to your assignment, that none of my words from my mouth today will fall short, as the Holy Spirit of God is taking hold of what he has heard and inspired me to speak today. Angels, bear us up now in your hands so that our feet don't touch a stone. Accompany us. This is part of your protection, your prosperity is your protection. Accompany us. Defend us. Preserve us. For the word of the Lord says that no evil shall touch us, neither shall any plague. You don't have to worry about the upcoming string of flu or nothing else. Neither shall any plague come near my body, God's temple, or my home where I reside. I thank you, Jesus, for the excellent job the heavenly angels do in protecting me from all evil. I thank you, Lord, that you said in your word that you have delivered me and all of my family and all of the snares and traps and the demons of the enemy from his noisome pestilence. And I thank you, Father, that you said in your word that with long life, see, when you're around people, you all you got to do is just say, long life. You just walk in the door just saying, long life. And guess what? Whatever's on them is going to come off of them, because there's a king in you. Amen. You will satisfy me and my family. And as we continue to set our love upon you, we set your love in motion today. And therefore, we are expecting your long life and favor and success and the pleasure in our success in the name of Jesus to be manifested. God, you delight in our prosperity, and Abraham's blessings are mine. God, your workings in our lives, period. We magnify your word above your name. We magnify you, Lord, today. Take pleasure in my success. And everything that my hands touch are a blessing. God, I make a decision right now to be someone that you can always trust with money in the earth and your wealth in the earth. People are looking now, come on, pull them forth, to bless me. Unexpected blessings and expected blessings, and give into me today. I am loaded daily financially. I have knowledge today of witty inventions. I am crowned with wealth and attraction of God's favor and peace. Nothing is impossible for me or for my God. I am growing in God's divine favor, that I'm expecting it all the time. I am satisfied and full of the blessings of the Lord, and I possess and I dominate the land. The favor of God goes before me this day, this week, the rest of this month, the rest of this year, creative divine appointments, connections and relationships for me. The favor of God changes all government regulations in the name of Jesus. I have divine favor. I have superior treatment. I have faith in my words, in God's word, faith in the Holy Spirit's word, faith. And I experience so much of God's blessings for the rest of this year that I won't be able to contain them. I am blessed in the city. I am blessed in the field. I am blessed when I come in, and I am blessed when I go out. My finances are increasing 100-fold. I mean, this is the best kingdom to get in. The earth has never paid. I mentioned that when we were taking offering on Wednesday. The earth has never paid, no bank that I can find. And if you do, text me. 30, 60, or 100-fold in interest. I want my wealth to be in heaven, because that wealth is growing. We just have to learn by faith how to draw down. Amen? I am establishing God's covenant by supporting world evangelism. I have wealth, I have power, and I rejoice in my labor. This is the gift of God to me. I believe, I receive the overflow, and I'm decreeing and demanding it because I am destined for it. My overflow will be so big, it will cancel out all the losses of my past. Oh, that's good. I believe that as I give, God is going wow with his good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, blessings that overflow. I believe I receive all of God's promises. I am set free. I am walking in divine health and strong in my body. I am strong in my finances as overflow is manifesting itself for me today. See, every day expect it. Creating my future with my words. I am creating my moments for today with God's words. My first priority is to reach the lost, and I want to bless the Lord with more souls to the kingdom. God is doing a great job and great things through me, around me, and in me. I am destined for victory because the battle is the Lord's. I am a visionary, and by faith, I see results, and by faith, I see the breakthroughs, and by faith, I see the manifestations in my life. God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, be above all that I can decree, that I can think, and that I can ever imagine. It is God's good pleasure to give me his kingdom, command the will of God on the earth where I am as it is in heaven. I rise up in my authority today of who I am in Jesus Christ, and I exercise that authority that I am a child of the Most High God, that I am adopted through Jesus Christ. And Jesus calls me and tells me what he needs for me to do, and I respond without hesitation or procrastination. God gives me success in all that my hands are doing today. I am the replanted of the Lord in the name of Jesus, and God is showing me and revealing to me by the Holy Spirit things that I do not know. God's word will form it. He will make it if it's not here with my mouth. I now speak into this atmosphere, and it has already been changing all around me. I trust in the Lord with all my heart, and I lean not on my own understanding. And in all of my ways, I acknowledge the Holy Spirit, and he directs me where he needs me. I have the anointing to leap over every mountain that has been deceiving and intimidating me. God is creating a straight path for me to walk into my future, and I rebuke every negative report over my finances, over my life, over my future, over my expectations, and I refuse to be disheartened or live by fear, for I have a spirit of power, a spirit of love, and of a sound mind. God forms the words of my mouth to confront those things that would keep me from wealth and increasing and advancing his kingdom. His words, his voice, it guides me, and his words form in my mouth to stop the enemy and overtake him. I renew my foundations in Christ Jesus today to build myself up and build the kingdom and my future. God has released his power for me to create a power shift in me and through me this day. And I decree and declare that the floodgates of heaven, the glory of God, has been opened up for me today in Jesus' name. I will it. Come on, let's say it. I take it. I have it. And I'm not letting go of it. And I thank you, Holy Spirit, for manifesting, and the angels for manifesting this word. I seal my declarations of faith in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. To him who is able to do, reinforcing it again, exceedingly, abundantly, above all that I could ask or think, according to the power that is working in me, to him that is able to keep me from falling and failing, and to present me faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, and to sustain my spirit, my soul, my body, and my prosperity, my portion in the earth. To the Almighty God, because you know nobody can take your portion. I'm going to say that again. Nobody can steal your portion. So don't allow them to. Allow yourself to be bewitched to think that somebody can. God got your portion laid up just for you, the sower. Now you're the receiver. He gives you a new name. Today is the receiver. Amen. You've been sowing, sowing, sowing. And we've been sowing, sowing, sowing. Now it's receiving, receiving, receiving. Everywhere we look, blessing upon blessing, favor upon favor, glory upon glory. Amen. My Heavenly Father, the King of Kings, eternal, immortal, invincible God, the only wise God, be honored and glorified forever and ever. Come on, if hallelujah is the highest praise, let's give it up. Thanks for staying on this broadcast today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, that it's done. Wealth is here. I'm receiving today in the name of Jesus. May the Lord bless, watch, guard, and keep over you today, beloved, the receiver May the Lord's face shine upon you and I and enlighten you. And may the Lord lift up his approving countenance and give you peace today and tranquility of heart. Walk in that shalom today. It's yours. Thank you, Legacy Partners. I couldn't do it without you. I love you so much. We've had a wonderful week. Go back in and listen to any of these segments and let the word of God continue to just reinforce and uproot what God has not planted inside of you. God bless you. Enjoy your weekend. Keep Psalms 91 before you, because I tell you, if you peek in this world, they're steady going down the tube. But guess what? You're on the top, and you're protected, and you're loved. In Jesus' name, amen.